Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Don't let your troubles make you cry.
Welcome back. 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Atlanta Rhythm Section is bringing us back there, ARS, and I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm glad you're here. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you check it out. When you get a chance, we've got lots of stuff there that will help you. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter and take our poll question right there on the homepage. When you click your answer, you'll see how the poll is going so far. Ruth King is with us, folks. Ruth is CEO of ProfitabilityChannel.com. Please go there and check it out. She's got a lot of great stuff for you there that you can benefit from. And Ruth, your book is called The Ugly Truth About Small Business. That's one of your many books that you've written. Thank you for being here again, Ruth. I want to talk about customer care, customer service. Wouldn't you have thought with every poll that I see from small businesses, the ones that we've taken and the ones that other people have taken, demonstrate that the biggest concern that small business owners have is sales. They need more sales. Is that what you're running into?
Profitable sales.
Yeah.
Some of them have sales, but they're not profitable.
Okay. All right.
Puts them into, you know.
Right. Well, the number one thing that my folks are saying is profit is sales first, profitability second, and because they believe if they can make the sale, they'll get some profit. But here's the thing. I want to talk about customer care. Wouldn't you think by now that with the people scratching and clawing for every nickel of sales they can find, that customer care would be going up, the quality of customer care would be going up? Let me tell you some things that I've run into, just a couple of quick stories. I was in the airport, in your airport in Atlanta, not long ago, and I had a quick turnaround between flights. I went to grab a sandwich at this sandwich shop. They were already made up and wrapped up, and I couldn't read what kind of a sandwich it was. And then I realized that the little tag on the thing was upside down. Now, there were 50 sandwiches in this thing, in this case, and they were all upside down. And so I had a hard time reading it because the type wasn't very big.
Mm-hmm.
So finally, I asked the lady, I said, "Did you know your sandwich signs are upside down?" She said, "Yeah, I know." And so I finally found the one that I wanted, and I said, "Why don't you... if you know these tags are wrong, why don't you do something about it?" She said, "That's not my job."
Oh, God.
And she said, "That'll be $6.50, please." And I said, "For $6.50, at least I shouldn't have to turn my head to read your sign." Okay, so that's an airport. We get over airports. Right? I mean, we know how airports is bad service at airports a lot of times anyway. So then yesterday I'm at Best Buy. I don't mind saying their name, Best Buy. And I make a purchase, and there's people, there are employees running everywhere. And I lay my purchase down, and the two people are checking out one customer, and they're having trouble because the product won't ring up. And now there are employees running everywhere. I waited. Finally, I said, "Can anybody else check me out?" And the guy looks up, and he says, "We're taking care of this guy right now." Now, I asked another employee, I said, "Where's the manager?" They said, "That's him right there. That was the guy who just told me that." And there were people stacked up behind me. Folks, if you need more sales, make sure that that what's going on in your store is not turning people away. What do you think, Ruth?
No, I agree. I definitely agree with that.
I mean, I laid my product down. I walked out. We went somewhere else.
Yeah, I've done that.
I mean, how can you... It would. I hope every small business owner listening to us right now is having cold sweat pop out on their forehead for fear that something like that might be happening in their business.
Yeah.
What do you think?
I was at a Dairy Queen. Bob and I were, my husband and I were there, and he picked me up after a run. And I, you know, when I'm really hot and everything like that, and it's the middle of summer, I want, you know, something sweet, just, you know, little. So we mm-hmm. went to the Dairy Queen.
You mean like a banana split?
No, like a little cone.
Oh, okay.
And so we're sitting there waiting at the drive-thru. And then Bob rings the bell again, and the guy who stood there says, "If you don't like waiting, go somewhere else."
Oh, my God. What?
Yeah, and so Bob and I did.
Folks, There have never been there's never been a time in the history of mankind when people had more choices of where to go. And you've got one chance to make them, to wow them.
Yeah.
You probably won't have two chances. If they stumble upon you, if they're motivated to go to you, whatever, they're not going to wait around. People are used to being able to click their finger on a mouse and go somewhere else, aren't they?
Absolutely. But I have to tell you a really good story, too, though.
Quickly.
I was literally at the Hampton Inn. Best experience I've ever had at the Hampton Inn. There was a problem with it. And the manager came over. We resolved the issue. And then she knocked on my door later that night and gave me a box of truffles and two lottery tickets.
Whoa.
It was cool. It was really cool.
Wow. Truffles, huh?
Yep.
No, but no, I run into that. I see that kind of stuff, too. But folks, I mean, we're telling you these stories because we're running into this. You may be, too. Ruth, I think every business owner has got to say, okay, could this possibly be happening in my business? And so I think that's where maybe a secret shopper or some kind of research would help. You need to find out how are your people doing? What do you think?
Yeah, something very simple. Go out of your business and call your business.
That's a good idea. Yeah. Yeah, just see how people answer the phone.
Yeah.
Yeah. And if somebody complains, hug them because they're your best friend.
Absolutely.
Instead of going somewhere else. Hey, Ruth, thanks for being here. Give us the website quickly one more time.
My pleasure. It's www.profitabilitychannel.com.
Profitabilitychannel.com. Ruth King, thanks for being here. See you next time. Quick break, 29 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.